Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. I want to continue my little series I've been working on with you on buying a business, making sure that you, if you're thinking about becoming a business owner, before you start one from scratch and try to carve your little piece of the pie out of an already existing very full pie, very full marketplace, maybe it'd be better to buy a business somebody has already built, and you don't have to recreate the wheel. So I've been talking about that, and I've got some principles, some fundamentals that I think I'd like to propose to you. The first one is called buyer beware of himself or herself. And so you know about the buyer beware thing, right? Caveat emptor. In the securities industry, there is no caveat emptor. There is no buyer beware. It's full disclosure. You have to say everything, and you have to tell the truth. Otherwise, you violate securities laws. But in the marketplace, in the regular marketplace, caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware is the fair warning standard. It's up to you to evaluate what's going on. Now, if somebody misleads you or misrepresents something to you, a seller that you buy your business from, you might be able to take them to court and fix it. But here's the thing to remember. Most business purchases that don't work out are not because someone told you a lie, but more because of your ineptitude, your inability to ask the right questions. More than likely, if the thing doesn't work, it's going to be more on you than the seller. Buyer beware of yourself. Here's the second one. What's a business worth? There are many metrics and there are many factors that you can use to determine the value of a business, including strategic elements outside of the empirical, outside of the numerical, outside of the financial stuff, right? You may buy it because it's not making money. If you have a business in the next county over and you want to expand your footprint, even if the one you're buying isn't making money, it's going to give you a place. It's going to give you a piece of that action in that county. So that could be a strategic reason. But primarily, most people want to focus on the business's ability to generate earnings or net profits. And with the exception of those strategic factors, if the business you're thinking about buying isn't creating earnings that you can live with, and you don't know how to do that, you don't know how to make it create earnings, don't buy the business. That's a pretty good rule of thumb. That I'm not going to say there aren't any exceptions to it, but if you go in with that attitude, you'll do well. Here's the next one. Disregard unreported cash. When you're talking to somebody who's going to sell a business to you, oftentimes, I've seen this happen many times, they'll start telling you about all the cash they've taken in, all the money they've taken in they didn't report. In other words, don't worry about my financial statements that don't look too good. I actually make a lot more money than that. I just don't report that. Well, do you really want to do business with someone who will admit to you that they just broke the law, that they break the law on a regular basis, and then try to trade on that, actually try to get you to pay money for the income that they didn't report? I would not want to do business with somebody like that. So that's just my caution to you. Here's another one. Match questions to the process. Match questions to the process. What I mean by that is don't ask a question before it's time. If you ask a seller too early, there are questions you can ask them too early if there's something that you can discover, something you'll learn, something you'll uncover in the due diligence process later. But you ask them about it now, before they've either maybe had time to think about it or anybody's had time to get into the details, more than likely you're going to get some kind of hyperbole, some kind of exaggeration, or you're going to get a lie. So when the due diligence produces the truth, when you get into it and you find out that what you asked them turns out to be not what they said, the answer to it turns out to be not what they said, you've got an embarrassed seller. Maybe you're embarrassed too on your hands. And maybe a deal that goes south. So don't ask, make sure you ask questions at the right time. And this is where a professional probably can help you know when to ask the right questions. Somebody who knows about buying a business if you don't. Here's another one. Beware the desperate seller. You've heard the term, you've heard me say this before on the show, desperate people do desperate things. Unless there's a death, an illness, a disability, things like that, an owner desperate to sell probably has desperate financial circumstances. Sometimes this converts into a buying opportunity. I've seen this happen before when you can get a good deal because somebody just needs to get out. But a lot of the times it manifests as a sale price that just can't be justified by the company's performance. Here's how it translates. The seller needs you to solve his financial problems, and his price is based on the extent of that problem, but not on the true value of the business. So look for that whenever you're talking to folks about this. And the last one of these fundamentals today, don't bring lawyers in too soon. Now, you're going to want an attorney to help you put the final documents together to create the business acquisition. You're going to want and need an attorney to help you with those things. But in terms of buying a small business, not a highly sophisticated, you know, interstate kind of a thing, but just you're buying a business. When lawyers are introduced into the process, really in any process, when lawyers are introduced into the process too soon, the chances of having a deal that won't get done is greatly increased. Lawyers are like medication. They can save your life, but only if you administer them properly. So just be careful. I really like seeing the principals, the buyer and the seller, initiate the conversation and continue the negotiations as long as they can, just between themselves. I think that's the healthier example of how to buy a business. So when you're buying a business, information, orderly process, and patience are your friends. I'm Jim Blassing, Game 20 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.